The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain. And after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
When St. Augustine was asked to name the three most important virtues, he gave an interesting answer. First, he said, humility. Second, humility. Third, humility. Humility is God's favorite thing, and he longs to find it in us. Humility is the unifying idea that undergirds the eight Beatitudes that we just heard, and which summarize Jesus' teaching about how to live. And so, looking carefully, we see a common denominator, which is the person who is blessed is the person who is not thinking about himself or herself all the time. The poor in spirit and those who suffer persecution gracefully realize that they're not the center of the universe. God is. The clean of heart realizes that other people don't exist just for the sake of his or her own pleasure. The peacemaker is concerned about the needs and problems of others. The merciful is concerned about the suffering of others. The mournful is concerned about the damage his sin does to the church, the world, and other people. The meek cares more about getting things done than getting credit for doing things. And those who hunger for righteousness realize that their life has a higher purpose, that it's part of a much bigger story. Underlying all the Beatitudes is this fundamental attitude that puts God and others ahead of self. It looks out at the world instead of staring in, fixated on self. And this is humility, the bedrock of basic human maturity. God loves humility because it opens the soul to receive his gifts. The arrogant soul, on the other hand, is closed in on itself. No one can get in, not even God, who wants to deliver his gifts. And this is why the first reading shows God praising the humble and the lowly and exhorting us to seek the Lord, to seek humility. Humility shows itself, I think, most clearly in the midst of tragedies. The humble person suffers just like the arrogant person, but the humble person is strong enough to keep things in proper perspective in the midst of suffering. And as a result, humility actually makes suffering fruitful. Cardinal Faulhaber, one of the courageous leaders of the church in Germany during the tragic period of World War I, witnessed this kind of humility in action. He was once visiting a veterans hospital reserved for soldiers in all stages of blindness. And some could see light faintly, others could see absolutely nothing. And as he walked quietly through the different wards, he heard one young soldier praying, "Lord, I beg you not to take away the light of my eyes. But if it is your will that I should be deprived of it, then leave me at least the light of my mind. But if it is your will that I be deprived of that, leave me at least the light of my faith." The cardinal stopped and asked, "Son, where did you learn that beautiful prayer?" And the soldier answered, saying, "Your Eminence, when I was a boy in Austria, I used to lead the old cardinal of Vienna into his garden and stay with him there. He was 90 years old, and I heard him say that prayer often, and I've never forgotten it." Humility had given that young soldier's soul 20/20 spiritual vision. And that vision was giving him strength amid such terrible suffering. Humility always gives us strength amid suffering because it reminds us that there is a bigger story going on, and it helps us keep first things first and to see clearly what those first things really are. As with all virtues, we grow in humility by exercising it. There is no better way to exercise humility than to go to confession regularly and frequently. Confession makes absolutely no sense for the arrogant. The arrogant deceive themselves into thinking that if they aren't axe murderers or suicide bombers, they're really pretty close to being a saint. But the saints are the ones who use confession the most. Mother Teresa of Calcutta went to confession every week. Padre Pio used to recommend going once every 8 days. And the Bible assures us that even the righteous man stumbles 7 times a day. In other words, we're all fallen. And we are not living life as fruitfully, meaningfully, joyfully, and virtuously as we could or as we should. We constantly give into selfish impulses. Sometimes we do it on purpose, with full consent. Other times we do it out of weakness or confusion. Sometimes the impulse is relatively small, like telling a little lie to get someone off of our back. Sometimes it's bigger, like living inside a whole web of lies in order to cover up ingrained habits of sin. God knows that we are constantly battling against these impulses. And he instituted the sacrament of confession for our sake, to give us an objective way to repent, to receive his forgiveness, and to attain strength from his grace to keep fighting and improving. A saint is a sinner that keeps trying. When we kneel down in front of God's representative and confess our sins and failings, admitting that we are not God and that we have done damage by giving into self-centered tendencies, we are giving the virtue of humility an Olympic-style workout. And when we do it often, our humility will quickly get into shape, helping us become the wise, patient, joyful, and courageous Christians we were created to be.